This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder County will take control of millions in federal relief money for public transit. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Boulder County wants more commuter bus service, but RTD has been prioritizing other areas with more transit-dependent passengers. So the county and CDOT have been pressuring RTD to give up control of about $34 million in federal relief money. Under a new agreement, Boulder County will now receive that federal money and can decide how to spend it. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
State air regulators have adopted tougher guidelines for small polluters. CPR Sam Brass reports whistleblowers say some companies got a free pass.
New guidelines clarify when the state needs to conduct modeling to figure out if proposed mines or oil paths would harm air quality. The whistleblowers alleged the state wasn't doing that work in some cases, and the attorney general concluded the state didn't have a clear policy. Sean McGrath directs environmental programs for Colorado's Health and Environment Department.
And our ultimate priority here is developing permanent guidelines that will protect Coloradans and our environment.
The same investigation also led to staff changes, including the reassignment of the state's top air regulator. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Fans attending games at Ball Arena will have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test starting November 10th. The test will have to be taken within 72 hours, and everyone must wear a mask at all times. Clear and windy along the Front Range tonight. Chance of snow showers in the Central Mountains. This is CPR News.